Good morning, Anthony. Jimmy here with Castos. I figured this audio note would be a little easier than writing this. I hope that's okay. Okay, so we've done a little digging in here, and this looks like there is a user agent that is identifying itself as Spotify, but it is not actually Spotify. And why we say that is because Spotify does podcasting a little different than, well, very different than the rest of the podcast directories. Spotify downloads your episodes from the RSS feed coming from Castos. And when, you know, say I listen to your episodes of your podcast, I am listening to their hosted version, not the version hosted on Castos. For this reason, we have needed to isolate, or rather show the analytics from Spotify separately than the rest of the regular analytics that we have. So your podcast analytics on Spotify, the correct version is the one that is up top, not actually inside the top apps and platforms section. So when you look at Spotify listens, you'll see, you know, regular listens, Spotify listens, and then something else. That's the one to look for. Now, we looked into this a little bit, and it's quite odd because somebody is either identifying themselves, meaning like an app or platform, is identifying themselves as Spotify, and it's actually not, or Spotify has done something, either ingested those in a different way and then identifies itself as Spotify. So what we'd like to learn a little bit more from you is, one, did you have your podcast when you were on your other host on Spotify? You know, how were you on Spotify? What other platforms were you on? We're basically just looking for a little like more history about where your podcast was distributing before, and we can kind of look into this a little further. There's not a great solution to this because they do look like legitimate listens, but because of the way Spotify does analytics, they're probably not coming from Spotify itself, but somebody is accessing the MP3 files hosted on Spotify. It's a little confusing. We've never seen this before. Usually Spotify does not come up inside the top apps and platforms, you know, chart. I checked many other, you know, podcasts and even, you know, talked to the development team, and none of us have seen this before. So if you could give us any more background, as, you know, detailed as you can, you know, feel free to do a screen recording or audio note or type anything up, whatever you think could, you know, give us a little more context for this, that'd be really great. We don't want to necessarily block these because they are legitimate listens. I think they are coming from, you know, they're all mobile apps. They're all coming from mobile devices. And I believe we have coming from the US, coming from Brazil, and some other country. Now, there's not a lot of them, but we don't really want to block these because they look like legitimate listens. They're just not coming from the Spotify integration that you set up. So again, if you have any more context about where your podcast was, I don't believe that you used a redirect from your old host to your new host and you use the Spotify integrations. I mean, that could also account, you know, if your podcast was on Spotify originally and you didn't use a redirect, that could explain, you know, like the lower numbers, because using a redirect would mean kind of no disruption to the podcast on the user and listener end. But let us know, and we can further look into this as best we can. Thanks, Anthony. And let us know if you have any other questions about this, and we will further look into this. Thanks. Have a great morning. Bye.